good for you.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, good to see you again.
Thank you.
He's the man.
Well, we'll see. Yep. Can you make some enemies today?
Yeah, it's full time.
Where'd you
have that? Well, you know what I have? It's a weird thing.
Y'all are about to call and say,
so you can't say, are you guys about anytime you
need? We do. With all that. That 7% increase, you know.
From the road a lot.
They look orange.
Yeah.
Amazing. How much detail.
We should ask the winner to move out.
I see that.
When I talk about
don't want to do it at all.
For sure.
It's 8:30. Prior to officially calling the meeting to order, we have our board briefing. So we will turn time over to our fund manager, Candace Powers.
Good morning, board. This is, in case you didn't look at your calendar this morning, it's April 6th. It's the first and only review meeting for the third trimester of fiscal year 2017. And as you can see, the meeting grew. Just as a reminder, the policy retreat is also the funding meeting. And that will be in Duchesne. The meeting itself will be at the Centennial Events Center, and that's 60 West, 400 South. But you'll get a purple, well, in your red folder, this beautiful purple sheet that tells you purple is an appropriate color, don't you think? Is it good? We arrive on Wednesday, the 31st. They've asked us to ask the question if anybody is interested in bowling on Wednesday night. They will open the community bowling. So on this sheet, when you sign it and sign up and let us know, would you let us know if you're interested in bowling on Wednesday night? And also there will be a couple of tea times, I believe, on Friday afternoon. We usually end this meeting at noon. If you're interested in that, just write. If you're interested in bowl, write bowl. And if you're interested in golf, write golf. On page, I'm going to get to the meat of the issue here. On page 1-1-1, it shows the finances and the projects listed and the amount that they're asked for, they're asking for. There are 14 new projects. There were to be 14 projects on this agenda. It grew to two off the pending list, which have done what the board asked, and they are ready to be have final review by the board. There are three that are asking for supplemental funding. And there is one special consideration from Uinta County Transportation. On 1-1-2, it shows some numbers. Remember that the mineral lease balance at the very end of those charts and the bonus balance at the end of those charts are according to what the revenue was on 3/8/17. And if everything was funded as requested on 6/1. So those numbers, though they look like they might be helpful, probably don't necessarily pay much attention to those, but they're just kind of indicated where we are as the money comes in. There is a larger amount of mineral lease and a larger amount of bonus that came in after this was printed. So we're catching up. There is an infrastructure fund that is not listed there. We'll talk about it in June. And there is also a throughput infrastructure fund that will be discussed in June. Loans can also be made from the mineral lease account. Remember that. You can make it a 0% or an interest-bearing loan. But no grants can be made out of bonus. It has to be all interest-bearing loans. Just a reminder. In the red folder, I referred to the purple sheet. There's also the rainbow sheet, which is your indicator as to what the revenue has come in and who it's come in from and what we've allocated in the last 5 years. This only represents FY16, so FY17 there will be an update July or August, so we'll know what those numbers look like. But it is a basic reference. Also in the board packet is a white handout for the Roosevelt City application, which was also emailed. It's not in your packet, so don't look for it, but I have copies here if you're interested in it. I did email it, but I copied it also in case you did not get a chance to look at it. And it does represent a little different scenario as Water Quality has discussed this project. A yellow handout is also for Roosevelt. You did get that in your board. That was the original, so we will be talking when I introduce the application about what the changes were. There's a yellow sheet for Torrey and a yellow sheet for Cove. Those are the two projects that are coming off the pending list. They have been to water quality, drinking water. And the yellow and white sheets clipped together, and maybe you didn't get a paper clip. If not, you were shorted. Guests, see me after, and I'll get you a paper clip. That refers to the special consideration. We didn't get that information until after the board package was printed. And the bright blue sheet is the discussion after the meeting about digitizing our board package. I'm sure no one's interested in that after this board package, but. All right. Starting with Park City, or Price City, if you wish. This is for the Cliff View Cemetery expansion. It's new project number one. They're requesting a $450,000 20-year at 2.5 loan. It has been indicated by Price City that's one of their top priorities and should accommodate them for the next 20 years. And what they're doing is they're expanding the cemetery, buying land. I believe it's 1,798 additional plots plus two new sections plus a restroom. And they hope to have this done by January 2017. They have 150,000 in cash that they're putting to it, and we'll let them speak to it.
January 2017?
Or 18.
Oh, and so it's done? It should be done by January 2018, and I defer to the good commissioner from Duchesne. This is a project that the applicant is bringing $600,000 in cash. They're asking $600,000 grant from CIB. It's on First South from 3rd East to 700 East. It's four blocks of main, water main, so they're going to replace the water mains and repair the roads. The water magi is 1.51%. The sewer magi is 0.76%, and that's on 3-2-6. But this is a 100-year-old transmission line in poor condition. My question would be, what is the status of the applicant cash? Number three, Roosevelt City. This is a project that has been in the works or discussed or in various stages of concern for 4 or 5 years. It's a Stonegate subdivision, had 46 homes on it. Those homes were experiencing problems with their septic because they're all septic, and the more moisture that was put forward, the more problems there were. There needed to be a fix for it. So is it the developer? Well, the developer portion of the recourse, I believe, is history because he's long gone. This is a human health and safety concern. The stormwater system will be accommodated in order to pull the water away, a sewer system instead of septic in that area. It's going to hook into or and be accommodated by Roosevelt. Roosevelt City has annexed the Stonegate subdivision. through the process of discussion, Stone Gate was not eligible. Tri-County Health could not come in and apply for this fix from CIB because Stone Gate was a private and independent entity. So Roosevelt has stepped up. They've annexed the Stone Gate subdivision. All of that is in place. And there is a little bit different scenario for the funding going forth. You'll see in your package that the request looked like it was asking CIB for all grant and then some loan and some grant from the Division of Drinking Water. They have since gone back to their board or discussed and staff, so here are the numbers that the request has changed to for both water quality and for CIB. There will be a grant each of $1,924,000 and a loan each of $737,000. So when they discuss that, and I believe we will have a representative from water quality here. Did you want to change? Staff's recommendation. Well, I knew it wasn't their request, but it's in the staff and the board are discussing that. So that's what the discussion will be. So when we get to that, there will be some discussion. This is 2,200 connections in Roosevelt, but these connections specifically that caused the problem are 46. But they're going to have everybody do a little bit of the fix, and it will also enable them to expand development of that area. So that's where they're going with this Hancock Cove sewer project. Number four is Richfield City, and they have asked that we hold that till June. So that project will not be discussed, and we'll move on to the project number five, San Juan County Local Building Authority, where we know what these are about. These are CITLA easements. They're going to do Class B and D. Class B roads are county roads that are maintained. Class C are city roads that are maintained. And Class D are unimproved but established by usage roads. They're doing a couple of B roads. They have done most of those, San Juan themselves, and they're doing 334 miles of Class D, getting those CITLA easements in place. Number six is Blanding City. This is for an east side sewer trunk. This project has received funding from the Department of Water Quality at 1.5%, 30-year for the full, for a $2,557,000 amount. This is the sewer line asphalt and contingency, but the board will have to, at that time, decide, but they do have funding in place, and so I don't know that this is a project. It's up to the board that they want to discuss further. Number seven is Central Valley Town. It's for a water study. Their water system has a well and two springs. The spring seems to be experiencing some contamination. The state has indicated the bulk chlorination is not acceptable. They want to do the study. The well water is good. The spring water might have some issues, so the study is good. They need to do this study. They do have their $7,800,000 in cash. Number eight, Milford Area Healthcare Service District. This is for two new ambulances that will replace a 2001 and a 2003. Their request is $300,000 from CIB, of which $150,000 is a five-year, 2.5% loan, and $150,000 in grant. This covers Western Beaver County and accommodates the hospital area. It's mountainous. They're replacing ambulances that have probably been well used. Like I said, a 2001 and a 2003. Item number nine, new project from Milford City, is for a new community center. I must say they did have community engagement.
Oh, yes.
This is the new community center request is for $1,472,600 from CIB, of which there is a $589,030 year and 2.5 loan and an $883,600 grant. This community center will require the demolition of an existing older building. They have been in contact with SHPO. You'll see the SHPO letter, I believe, was one of the items that we had in the red packet. Their response, so what they're supposed to do, and they are going to demolish this building, is do their due diligence as far as documenting the building, and they're working with SHPO. They were proactive on this. They initiated the contact. They're going to abandon this 1881 circa building, and they're because of bats and asbestos, I think that's probably a good call. My question would be, could they take 50-50? The net return to CIB is indicated on 3-9-7 in the loan documentation that you're provided in your packet, the RPG provides. Just a reminder, you can't go below 1% in the bonus fund, as nearly as I can tell, but consider that. Number 10. One more thing on 9. Is this their final plan? A lot of discussion was, well, we're not quite sure what we're going to do. So as you're discussing this, the applicant can address that, where they are as far as finalizing what they really want to build. Number 10 is Brian Headtown. It's a new fire pumper truck. They have $50,000 in cash. They indicate CDBG funding of $200,000, and they do have that. They're requesting $150,000 grant from CIB. It's for the replacement of a 1984 engine. On 3-10-20, I just must commend them on some good minutes. They discussed exactly what should be discussed in a meeting, and that's what they're going to ask for, but what might happen, which is doing their due diligence for their public. Number 11 is Flaming Gorge Road and Transportation. This is the project that has come in from Daggett County, because the CIB funding was not eligible to go to the Colorado Swinging Bridge. So we said, bring something in and let us consider things that are eligible for CIB funding. So they have come up with this application. It's road improvements. They're asking for $120,000 in grant. There's a little bit of study in there, which indicates that they have $5,000 in cash to accommodate the 50-50 cash match for studies. This is for chip sealing a few roads, striping a few roads, just road maintenance. And you can see by the review sheet that we compiled, which has it covers a lot of roads. And you have pictures, so that's the Daggett County Flaming Gorge Road and Transportation Project. Number 12 is Heber City. Their request to CIB for a public works facility expansion is a $3,500,000 request, of which $2,975,000 is a 30-year 1.5% loan, and a $525,000 grant. The payment on that is indicated. It's about $123,000 annual payment on that request. 100% loan at 1% would be $135,000 payment. This is for an expansion. It's adding 13,248 square feet to vehicle maintenance. It's 5,868 square feet for office accommodations in Heber City. it also includes an emergency generator. The applicant will speak to the building itself, but my question would be, is this their the fix that they require that would do them the most good? 13 is Cache County. It's a new county event center. Cache County Event Center, they do have $2,750,000 applicant cash to put towards this. And they are asking for a $3,500,000 30-year at 2.5% loan. It's 100% loan. It's lots of cash. It's good use of money. That's my thought. It's for parking and utilities. Or no, parking, utilities, and landscaping are not included in this project. This is solely for the structure itself. Number 14 is Big Water Municipal, coming in for a remodel of their community center for restroom access. I personally think this is a good idea. They've been in this building for 30 years. And in the last 10 years, they actually brought an on-site porta potty. So now, right now, they have been using an outhouse for 10 years. This will be for the construction of a restroom facility connected to the building. It will be a 2x4 holding tank. It will utilize a 2x4 holding tank. So it's not actually a plumb. It's more of a septic system. The building itself is the post office and care and share, I believe. And there is a possibility for a generic bond, a reminder to the board, but if you decide you want to loan them the money for this, add a little money for bonding, but other than that, restrooms are good.
Do they have a shower to come with it, or just the restrooms?
Just restrooms. Well, is there a shower?
Showers are good.
Is there a sink? No, it's just the toilet. Okay.
Just the hole.
Sorry. On the pending list, there are two projects. These two projects, both of them have been before the board, and they came here before they went to the Division of Drinking Water. The board said, I really think that that's somewhere you should go first, and they did. So they have done as the board has requested. They are coming back. The first one is the town of Torrey. The CIB original loan was for a $750,000 loan and a $1,448,000 grant. They did get from Drinking Water a $1,852,000 30-year at 0.75% loan, and in order to complete that, they are requesting a $515,000 grant from CIB. This is a project that Torrey is at their magi. It's 1.75. 1.75 is kind of the median mark. I don't know if they could handle more as loan, but they're getting all loan from the Division of Drinking Water, and they've done their due diligence and gone and asked as the board had requested. Project number two off the pending list has done similar. This is Cove Special Service District. They have gone to the Division of Drinking Water. The original request to CIB was $375,000 in loan and a $1,210,000 grant. Drinking Water has awarded a $600,000 loan, 30-year at zero, and a $485,000 grant. In order to complete the scope of the project as they have described it, they need $510,000 grant from CIB. That scenario, that funding scenario, does put their Magi at 1.79. That is also a handout. Cove and Torrey are both handouts in your board packet. The supplemental requests coming to CIB, there are three. One is for the Kane County Municipal Building Complex. You do have a memo in your board packet, which was mailed if you happen to get that far in the packet. That's a lot of reading. It's the new multipurpose center. When they came in a couple of years ago to the CIB board, it was a bigger scoped project. The board pared it down to say, here's what we will do. That's in the memorandum. They have since then, you know, fine-tuned the design, fine-tuned what they were going to do, put it out to bid, and as you might guess, the bids were high. You know, 2 years ago, the bids might have been accommodated. At this time, it had, you know, there's a lot of building going on, and builders are getting more expensive, the cost of buildings. So this is a cost increase of $1,194,000. They do have, they are adding cash to it. They are adding other funding. They're only asking from CIB $600,000 only, of which is $430,000 is the same percentage that we awarded originally, but they need $430,000 more, 30-year at 1.5 loan, and they need $170,000 more grant if the board chooses to fund it in the same percentages. My question would be, was the original request premature? That's probably an unknown quantity, but it's now ready and it's expensive. Carbon County Municipal Building Authority also, we awarded new soccer fields in 2016, a $525,000 grant. There was other cash also at the time that they came in for that. They're finding that they need to do additional things. They have omitted the parking lot, but they need sprinkler, fencing, sidewalk, and all these things have come up with a higher cost. They need 287 supplemental funding. They're asking for it in the form of a grant. They also request the spend and fund today. I don't think this is a change of scope, but that would be the question I would ask. Is this a change of scope from the original request? Duchesne Water Conservancy is the third supplemental request. This is for the Victory Pipeline, of which there's been $30 million already awarded from this board for that. They're nearly finished. They have a few connections and things that are some costs that are not within that original pot of funding. So they are requesting $120,000 supplemental. They've indicated a request in the same percentages as the board awarded the first original request. It is possible that they could take that all as loan. We'll let them speak to that. And the final discussion item on the board project as far as applications are concerned will come in the form of a special consideration, which requires a vote to hear. It is for Uinta Transportation Special Service District. This is a circuitous route to finally get to a project that actually gets funded. It was the Highway 40 bypass road originally. That was tabled. They did the study. CIB awarded $300,000 for the study. They studied the bypass road. We're almost ready. It wasn't going to be their first choice, so they came back in and withdrew that application and wanted to place similar funding with the Leland Bench Road. They came in and requested a little bit additional grant, and it was funded as a $6 million 15-year 1.5 loan and an $8,969,000 grant. Their request I'll let them discuss the request as they come in. Did the scope change? Is it the same project? But they're requesting an amended funding package. And they will speak to that if the board chooses to hear that special consideration. And finally, if we get there, which we will, we're going to discuss not having a quantum of paper, but we have fine-tuned after looking at 12-plus different applications, and I'll discuss it later. We've tuned it down to this board docs package. Nagi Zanotti did show us iLegislate. That one was considered as well. and we'll talk to it at that time. That's it for now.
Well, I'm exhausted, Candace. Thanks. Commissioner Winterton, would you like to take a minute while we're still under briefing to talk about the retreat?
Yeah, we're excited to be hosting the board in June. Like Candace said, Duchesne's small, but they have a bowling alley there. They would like to know, and we'll make arrangements to open it up to enjoy that facility. If the weather's good, we have plans to take you up to Starvation State Park and have a Dutch oven dinner that night. And then on Friday after we finish up, if you'd like, we have a golf tournament going on, and they've graciously said that if we wanted to, they'd make room for us in the afternoon flight. It's a beautiful course, and I think you'd really enjoy it. So I throw that out to you, and we are excited to have you come. We did bring some bags that have some of this in it and other information of the area. So before you leave today, make sure you pick up one of the bags there, right over here. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. We appreciate your willingness to entertain us and host our retreat, and we're very much looking forward to it. Should be a good time. It's 9 a.m., April 6th, 2017. We'll officially call this meeting to order. Thank you, Candace, for the excellent briefing. As is evident by the heft of which you had to bear this morning in bringing this binder with you, you know that we have a lot to cover. For the applicants, excuse us if we're a little curt. We're not intending to be rude. We just have a lot to get through today. So if you can keep your comments brief, that generally is favorable for you. Also, as Candace pointed out, we find ourselves in a situation where we have a lot of money to loan and very little to grant. That doesn't mean that we won't do some granting, especially if you're only asking for, you know, $50,000 or so. But if you're looking for serious money, we don't have a lot available to grant. So please be willing to work with us as we try to move some of that money into loan. Zero interest loans are available in lieu of some of that grant, so please keep that in mind. And as you're sitting there trying to keep yourself awake to this long meeting, maybe you can get your pencils and calculators out and look at some of those things for us. Let's start off with introductions. I'd like to go and introduce some of the people along the front row because we've got some new faces. And so we'll include you in this meeting. So let's start over with Greg Galecki, and we'll work around the table and then over through the front row with our staff.
Morning. My name's Greg Galecki. I represent the Water Quality Board.
Good morning. Mike McKee, representing Uinta County. No longer a commissioner, but here at least this month, so it's good to be here. Thank you.
Good morning. Steve Farrell, representing the Board of Water Resources.
Ron Winterton, Duchesne County Commission, representing the Uinta Basin AOG.
Good morning. Nagi Zanati from sunny and warm St. George, representing UDOT Commission.
I'm Chris Reed, Administrative Assistant for CIB.
Candace Powers, Fund Manager, Permanent Community Impact Fund.
Good morning. Keith Heaton, Chairman with the Division of Housing and Community Development.
Good morning. David Damption, State Treasurer.
Jay Potter, Carbon County Commissioner, representing Carbon County.
Bruce Adams, San Juan County Commissioner, representing Southeastern Utah AOG.
Commissioner Tudor Ogden, representing the AOG 6 County Association.
Gerald Jensen with the Attorney General's Office.
Gail Gardner with Housing and Community Development Division.
Chad West, Housing and Community Development Division.
Okay, and we have Kyle Slaughter with the Rural Planning Group. Welcome all. We would like to excuse Commissioner Jim Mattson. He had a conflict with today's meeting. He will be missed. Also, congratulations, Mike McKee, I think. Mike resigned as county commissioner in Uinta County after many years of outstanding service and is now the executive director of the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition. So congratulations on that. Debbie, welcome. Many of you remember Kimberly Schmeling, who acted as in that position for many years, 20 plus. And so welcome, Debbie. It's good to see your smiling face with us. And as always, we appreciate Brenda and the outstanding work she does. And it's good to have Skylar and Lisa with us, the kind of new faces to the CIB. So we'll put you to work today if you're willing. Our first project is Price City. They actually have two projects, so we'd invite them to come up.
Minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped the minutes. Thank you. That's why we have a board. You guys can keep warming up. It's good, and we'll turn our attention to the minutes. We'll entertain a motion or any corrections.
I have one procedure correction, Mr. Chairman. On that, page 2-1-9, if we follow the Robert's Rule of Order, Mr. Chairman cannot vote unless it is tie. I think Acting Chairman Mr. Damson voted nay in that paragraph number 4. So if that is correct, we need to make that adjustment.
That is a correct point. We were a little out of the usual with that, so I don't think it occurred to anyone. So thank you for bringing that up. And
I didn't want to be rude at the time, so I had to go back and read my rules again to make sure that is
good. We're glad someone's reading the rules. I can't even read the agenda, so
well
you're
done,
far better than I am.
With that, I make a motion to approve with that correction, please.
Thank you, Mr. Zanotti.
I will second it.
We have a motion by Mr. Zanotti, a second by Commissioner Winterton. All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Price City, I hope you're warmed up. I gave you a couple extra minutes. I think the first one's pretty straightforward. The second one we may have to talk about a little bit more.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Nick Patton. I'm with Price City. With me today are Miles Nelson, our Public Works Director, and Russell Seeley, our city engineer. Fire away, please.
Are there any questions on the Cliffview Cemetery expansion project from the board?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner second. Adams. We have second. A motion by Commissioner Adams, a second by Councilman Farrell. Any discussion?
I just wanted to have a question. What is the status of your cash? Is it already in place, $150,000?
For the cemetery, yes. We've saved it.
Okay.
Any further questions or discussion on the motion? All in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed?
Just one comment. I'd like to thank him for the presentation. It was quite informative.
We've learned over the years that less is more.
Let's hope that works for you.
Well done.
That motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Nick. Second project is water and sewer improvements. First South, $600,000 grant is the current request.
Yes. Russell or Miles can speak to the specifics on the infrastructure. Essentially, the utilities in that corridor are 80 and 100 years old. Water generally has been leaking uphill. Sewer has been leaking downhill. Quite a problem. So we have a fairly detailed list that we go through. This is the next section on the list of infrastructure to be replaced, year after year.
Okay, we'll go to the board for questions.
I got one. So what are your rates relative to Magi?
Russell? Beth? I think we're slightly low.
It's on page 3-2-8.
That's 7 and 8.
Dash 8.
Summary.
Their rates are listed on 3-2-7. They discuss what they're currently paying on the first paragraph of each section.
Yeah, 1.75. Again, Nick, what is your status of the cash for this project, $600,000?
cash in both our water and sewer funds to match that.
It is in the budget already.
Yeah, we planned the project out, so we've saved that matching money up. Okay.
For the record, would you please speak to the mic so with the public?
Yeah, the cash is available on hand in our utility funds,
okay,
both with water and sewer.
Thank you.
Have you considered going to water quality for a loan as opposed to going all grant?
Yes, and some of the timing in the process led us here first.
Commissioner Ogden?
That was my question. Has that been to the water quality?
Nick, you heard Mr. Chairman right at the opening statement that there is not enough money for the grant purpose, there's money for the loan purpose. Do you think you can do half and half, 60-40, 70-30, any of those categories?
We could probably swing the half and half. We are having some accumulation of debt over time that is getting a little difficult, but we could, anticipating that question, yes, we could do a half and half on that.
Mr. Chair, I'd recommend that we amend our, or we respond to the request with an offer, 50% loan, 50% grant loan at 2.5%. I'm open to suggestions on the amortization of the term of the loan.
30 years, okay, Nick?
20 would probably work a little better for us. It doesn't change the debt service much, and it does get us on to some other projects in the future.
I'll second that.
2.5.
All right, so to restate the motion for the record, Treasurer Damshin moved that we offer $300,000 loan at 2.5% for 20 years and a $300,000 grant, and that was seconded by Greg Galecki. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carries unanimously. Thank you, Price Diddy. I think you set a good example for everyone sitting behind you.
Indeed. Indeed.
Thank you,
Nick. Much appreciate that. Roosevelt City. Thank you. Mr. Snow, how are you?
Good. I brought a few pictures to show you. You want to take one?
Yes.
And before you get started, Mr. Snow, again, the recommendation from Water Quality Board was a CIB grant of $1.9 million with a $737,000 loan. If you can address that in your review, we'd appreciate it. I was referring to the Water Quality Board.
Yeah.
It's the staff. It's yes. Not the Water Quality Board. Okay.
It's the staff.
Thank you, Candace. Mr. Snow.
So first of all, we have with us our mayor, Vaughn Ryan. I am the city manager of Roosevelt City, Ryan Snow. And we have our engineer, Byron Colton. We also have two of our council members here, Dustin White and Troy Rohr, and our county commissioners, Ron Winterton, Ken Burdick, and Greg Todd. We also have with us a representative from the Tri-County Health. Darren's there. We have a few residents of the Stonegate subdivision for support and for their education of being here so that they could help to understand this process, and we appreciate the board here. Roosevelt City has come to the help and assistance of Stonegate. This subdivision wasn't built within the city limits of Roosevelt. It is approximately 2 miles outside of where our city boundary had been. We've come, the city is offering a treatment facility, a collection facility, and over 40 miles of pipe currently. The county has committed to provide some aggregate for the project. We have gotten some cash commitment from the developer at $15,000. So we have gone and found him at least for some fund. Although it's not a lot, it is some. And We're asking this board to assist us in helping these residents to be able to remove the stormwater and sewer out of their basements and crawl spaces. So that is what it is. And for the detail, I turn it to our engineer.
Thank you. I'm not sure. Bear with me. My voice is a little bit scratchy today. As far as what staff is reviewing, you know, what this does is there's 46 homes. There's 46 existing homes. There's 59 lots in the subdivision. This is not something that Roosevelt City created, this problem, but they're certainly willing to step up. The cost for supporting this project has been calculated per the request was to be borne by the residents of the subdivision. Bumping up against the MAGI limitation. To go above and beyond that, you're asking all the community to support, helping these guys out. With that, the design includes, provisions for groundwater reduction, provisions for drainage improvements, and also for, size for expansion as needed for the sewer system to continue out through the Hancock Cove area. I'm not sure if that answered your question or not.
Mayor, did you have anything to add?
I just thought you asked in the first if we would address the change of scope from
right.
DEQ, and I thought that might be what I want to mention that.
With the funding, it would be difficult for us to spread that funding over all of the residents. We're already bringing the treatment facility and the collection as the city's contribution into this fix and solution. We are asking, it is approximately a 90-10 that we're asking for from the combined between the two. And so anyway, we had discussed with our board if there was a way to get at least 80-20, but we couldn't. Our council will turn down the 70-30 that's being proposed. We can't go back to them, or I'm not sure that they would approve it. Well, they've come in. We've just had a rate increase in January of 28%. So this would have another $2 on top of that. That'd be another 12% increase or something like that. I'd have to calculate that. But to spread that along the residents, we've already seen a 28% increase this year. So,
what is that for all of Roosevelt? You say a 20% increase, but what is that relative to the MAGI?
And perhaps we could invite Skyler or Lisa up from DEQ to address the proposal that their board is looking at.
Come on up, Skyler. Yeah, you did a good job of the Water Quality Board presenting. So.
I have to apologize to Roosevelt City. We just got the staff recommendation like yesterday late, and so they haven't had much time to review it. So I apologize to them for that, but. This is just what our staff could agree to but the Water Quality Board still has the ability to offer a different deal. So that's all this is. They asked for options, and we gave them quite a few options, and I think you've seen those options as well in the packet. But, to address your question about the percent of MAGI with the recommendation, it would bring all of Roosevelt City to 0.74%, but again, that was not their request to consider all of Roosevelt City.
We understand that, yeah. Thank you.
So right now, all of Roosevelt City is 0.4, about 0.75% of MAGI, which is about half of what is typically for the sewer rates. Okay.
The sewer is 1.4, correct?
Yes. Now, Skyler, I guess I'm not, it was mentioned earlier, maybe I'm not keeping up with it, but the current staff recommendation is How much in loan from both water quality and from CIB work?
It was $737,000 in loan and $1,924,000 in grant is what the recommendation of the water quality board would be.
And that was in your red packet. There was a 2 or 3 page yellow sheet.
I guess I'd
supplemental on that.
And what was the rate on that $700,000?
Zero.
Zero.
Mr. Chairman,
I guess I missed it.
Yes, Commissioner Potter.
The other question that I really see in this is that this seems to be a developmental process, that the developer, for whatever reason, did not find proper drainage, proper whatever, for the subdivision when it was put in.
That's correct.
Much like roads or anything else that would be put in, would this not be a better fit for a special assessment area versus trying to tie this into Roosevelt City overall? Because in the projects I've experienced, that's what we've had to do, where a subdivision was put in without a road being paved or without sewer and water systems, that the responsibility, either through the developer or through the residents, really that's where that responsibility lies.
The problem that caused was that they don't have a treatment facility, and it would increase the cost of the project to install a treatment facility.
But if they paid for the putting in the lines into your system, then you're accomplishing the same thing.
Can I ask who the developer is?
I don't know.
Bob West was the primary developer on the project.
Say again?
Bob West was the primary developer on the project.
And that was 10 plus years ago?
Correct.
And there's no legal recourse at this point for those residents?
Should be.
We would leave that to the residents.
Okay. To your knowledge, have they pursued any of that, or have they just come to you asking for your help?
They have pursued a legal action against Bob.
Okay.
So.
Is this project, when you said, Mrs. Snow, is that beyond the city limit? You're going to be incorporating this community or annexed, or what is the deal?
We have incorporated them, but when the development was built, and up to January, we just have annexed them in January. So it has been annexed at this point, but when the development was constructed, it was 2 miles outside of the city.
It has been
annexed at this point.
Do you have a procedure in place before the next in any communities to do the walkthrough inspection and make sure that all the manholes and lines and all is according to your city standards?
If it's built within the city limits, yes. So if it had been built during city limits and while it was in there, it wouldn't have necessarily had the problem, because we would have had inspections and would have required a sewer system. So.
And is this an HOA, community association, kind of like a presidency management in place?
It's not.
No.
Commissioner Winterton?
Just to follow up on Commissioner Potter's comments, you know, RDA and that, they've kind of treated that this way. If you look at what the residents in the subdivision would be paying for sewer, it's $58.59 per residence. And that's pretty high when you compare it around the state on an average sewer hookup. So they're trying to accomplish the same thing without actually organizing one. And so, in my opinion, the residents are stepping up and will be paying the majority of this. There are solutions, I think, to spread it all amongst the whole city residents, which probably is easier to obtain than putting this heavy burden on it, because as I look around, we've had applications come in and they're complaining about $30 a month, and we're asking almost twice as much. So I feel that it's a needed project for this. And
once you develop this, Mr. Snow, you're going to ask the residents to have a connection fees?
Yes.
How much is going to be? Do you know?
$3,000.
Will that cover some of the bases that the expenses they're going to put into?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Mr. McKee and then Mr. Galecki.
Thank you. I'm just pretty familiar with this project. It's been an ongoing problem for a lot of time. It has not, it's not a good sanitary situation that's out there. And if this could have been solved easily, or even not easily, it would have been solved a long time ago. From my point of view, I commend Roosevelt City. They had absolutely no obligation to take this on. They're willing to put resource in this to try and make it work. But they also have to, their council also has to answer to the public. And so, you know, I think with all the parties working together, they've tried to come up with a solution that where everybody takes it. So when the time comes, I would like to make a motion.
Let's go to Mr. Galecki, and then maybe we'll come back to you.
I really have compassion for landowners, you know, for the guys. I think what I struggle with is that, you know, a little bit with Jay put it out, is that, you know, developer wins because, you know, they didn't have to put a lot of money into it. You know, the county approved, in my eye, the county approved something that, you know, septic tanks, if there's low water table, should never have accounted to it. So they're a little bit liable. And, you know, so the county wins and gets out of that lawsuit that was mentioned. as you see the line goes in, I think there's a lot of potential for Roosevelt City is because, you know, you have that line going to Stonegate, and as their map shows, you have Hancock Cove above that and, you know, another subdivision. But now you have a main line that, you know, you're going to be able to have a lot of hookups. And I guess what I struggle with as it is right now is to pick up a lot of the tab when I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity. You know, and there's a lot of burden on the landowners and opportunity to, you know, with a low match, either their costs are, you know, half of what, you know, is kind of targeted. With that, So I struggle with so much grant in this, and I think that there could be another way to fund it. But one question I have is, so for future hookups, what is your hookup fee for these new areas?
You said that
$3,000. Within Stonegate and with all the other areas? I mean, those other communities?
Within Stonegate, yes. I mean, whether or not there's an additional fees for future connections, that could have significant capital investment in further. In terms of direct connections that will be able to come in quickly, there's 59 lots within the subdivision, so there are less to come on fairly quickly.
Government.
But as it stands right now, 46 build up to 59. What comes after that, we really don't know how to predict that.
So the area that was annexed, you show a map there that has an area, and let's say there's a yellow line on it. I assume that's the line.
This is not the annexation. The annexation is just around the Stonegate and the Pine Pack. The area that is yellow on this map does not represent an annexed area of the city.
Good, Mr. Chair. I want to connect back to Mr. Galecki's questions. I'm not sure I understand what the county's role has been to date and what consideration has been made by the county before it's become an issue for the city. Just looking back at an article in 2014 where Mr. Adamson, a resident of Stonegate, in his stating his opinion of what the developer did, he says they bought swampy agricultural land cheap and turned it into expensive homes. Further in the article, a former resident of the subdivision who later moved back to the Wasatch Front contends that the region's drainage problems were well documented a decade ago and the health department should have anticipated the growing water use in that area. It sounds like it's obviously been an issue for a pretty long time, and I share the empathy with the homeowners, but I'm just kind of still curious about the responsibility at the county level as well as to the developer.
I could speak to that. This was a development which was approved many years ago before I even came on the commission. And since we recognize the problem, we have changed. We do require some soil sampling in that. Remember in 2014, Duchesne County was the fastest growing county of its size in the nation at 29%. This happened to be one of the areas in which these homes started growing. And when you take something out of agricultural use and put it into homes, I don't think anybody stopped to realize how much water was going to be dumped in there from septic systems, let alone we have two farms still operating to the west of this, which contributes to the problem. And so from, as a county, we changed and we have a formula now. So if we accept any new subdivision proposals, we have to take the number of lots being proposed and times that so that this does not happen. North of this subdivision, the lots are 5 acres. These are 1 acre. And I think back then they thought that they were doing a good thing in order to have this septic system there. The minimum lot requirement was 1 acre if they had culinary water. Now, Roosevelt City did play a part in that they sold water to the developer, which brought that down to that. Otherwise, we would have been 2.5 to 5 acre lots. So there's a lot of things that were learned from this. The health department has gone back in. We've redone some of those things so that we avoid it. But it was a consequence that I don't think anticipating economic growth that these things were addressed. Now the county's backed up and we do address drainage. We address these type of things so we can avoid this going forward. But what was interesting to me, last month we went to DEQ's board meeting. Roosevelt's not the only one that's experienced this problem. We have it in Summit County. We have it out in Utah County. The growth brought a lot of these problems that we didn't have foresight to see. And so I can't place blame on any one entity. They all intended to do good. Yeah. We learn from our mistakes going forward so that it doesn't happen again. So these residents need help. They bought their homes, their lots, anticipating it was going to be a great place to live. But they've encountered some unforeseen problems from all entities. And the sewer system out there will eliminate this problem. It's just how do we make it affordable, because the people who live there already have bought their homes. When you go to a city and they trust the developers that they put the infrastructure in there and that's a given. I think these residents did too. And so septic system brought a different thing. When you start adding, 50 homes in there, and put some water in there besides, it wasn't enough. So I think we can solve this problem going forward, and hopefully that those around the state that are watching this, they'll also learn from it, that as county entities and you start accepting large subdivisions, this type of infrastructure needs to be in place.
Thanks, Commissioner.
If I could just add, I commend the city for stepping forward and addressing this problem. I understand that you're going out here on a limb a little bit, and it's recognized and appreciated. I think Commissioner Winterton makes a good point that this is not an isolated case. It may be one of the worst, but it's not isolated. We're going to see a lot of spring runoff, which exacerbates these problems in a lot of areas, especially growing communities where we're going from agriculture to residential. People make a quick buck in the boom, and then when the bust comes, CIB gets left holding the bag. We see that a lot. My concern is that we are granting a very large sum of money, especially if you look at the state of Utah as a whole, and I do. So between DEQ and the CIB, you're getting a lot of grant here. There are development opportunities come the next boom. I don't know the lay of the land out there, but that's quite a sewer extension, which opens up a lot of what looks like open land for future development if the need arises. And so, again, I think that
DEQ has done their homework. Thank you, Skyla. Thank you, Lisa, and your entire team for the work you've done on this. And I would strongly recommend that the board consider what may come in the future with these types of requests when giving out grant and loan balances. So I've said my two cents. Commissioner McKee, you had a motion.
I would like to make the motion that we approve this as it has been requested or has been presented. And again, this is a mess out there. There's no question about it. It is a mess. And they have worked on this for a number of years. I'm aware of all kinds of legal and every other kind of thing that they have all been working through. I commend Roosevelt City. They are willing to take this so far, but I think the problem we have is you may have a council that's only willing to go so far on that, and so I would move that we approve it as has been presented.
So that's a $2.5 million grant?
Yes.
We have a motion. Is there a second to that motion? We have a second by Councilman Farrell. Any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Tudor?
I have a substitute motion. Considering that this has been going on for a long time, and I do sympathize with these people, but I really think that this ought to be a 50-50. Is that a possibility?
No.
So, Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Zine?
Did you mention that there was $1.9 million in the grant and $700,000? So
yes, the DEQ proposal is that.
Okay.
This last
recommendation. Okay.
Yes.
Should have followed that one.
So we currently have a motion. Did you make a substitute motion, or did you drop the motion, Mr. Ogden?
Okay,
so we have a substitute motion of 50-50 from Commissioner Ogden. Is there a second to the substitute
motion? I'll second that.
Mr. Galecki seconds that motion. Any discussion on the motion of 50-50?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to, for the record, express my surprise that I guess it's good that the developer is bringing some money to the table. $15,000 strikes me as woefully inadequate. Yes. I just have that as a comment.
Thank you.
I also have one question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Zanotti.
Brian or Mr. Snow, can you just tell me when you say that you're going to abandon in 46 septic tanks, are you have intention to clean rather than just abandoning? You're going to take the bases out and contaminate the soil and put a new base in, cover it?
They'll be pumped out and filled with sand or removed.
So it is not abandoned. It will be taking care of the problem because you already have problem in the community. Thank you.
So all in favor of the substitute motion of 50-50, let's show a raise of hands. Commissioner Ogden, Treasurer Damschen, and Mr. Galecki and Mr. Zanotti, all opposed to that. Mr. McKee, Councilman Farrell, Commissioner Winterton, and Mr. Potter.
There's a tie.
That's a tie, which means the tiebreaker comes to... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't see you, Bruce.
Don't ever look over here.
No, I did look over there because I thought Commissioner Potter.
You always...
It's because... Look, turn around and look who's behind
you. San Juan County.
Would you want to look over at that and see what's going on? Exactly. So...
You're forgiven.
You were opposed to the substitute motion. So the substitute does not carry. Thank you. Blessings in heaven.
I make a friendly amendment to the substitute motion. What about with good recommendation of the staff? $1.9 million and change for the grant, $700,000 for the loan at 2.5%.
Was it 2.5% was the recommendation or was it zero? It's a 0%. Do you want to follow the recommendation or do you want to go with 2.5%?
I followed the recommendation. I respect your opinion.
0%. That's much better than 2.5%. So Mr. Zanotti has moved that there's a 1.924 grant with a $737,000 loan at 0% interest for 30 years. Is there a second to that friendly amendment to the substitution?
I'll second that.
OK.
Commissioner Potter seconds that. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing not, show of hands, all those in favor. Commissioner Potter, Treasurer Damschen, Commissioner Ogden, Mr. Zanotti. Okay, all those opposed to that. Greg Galecki, Commissioner or Mike McKee, Councilman Farrell, Commissioner Winterton, Commissioner Adams, I think.
We're becoming disturbingly like Congress here.
So the friendly substitute to the substitute.
Who's the Freedom Caucus?
Someone want to put forward a filibuster?
Call so question on that.
Sorry, I brought that up.
Back to the original motion, which was as presented, which is a $2.5 million grant. Show of hands, all those in favor. Mr. McKee, Councilman Farrell, Commissioner Winterton, and Commissioner Adams. All those opposed? Commissioner Ogden, Commissioner Potter, Treasurer Damschen, Mr. Galecki, and Mr. Zanotti. So we are at a stalemate here, gentlemen.
Could I make another motion?
Well, Keith could vote.
Yeah. No need to. It was not a tie.
He could create a tie.
I could create a tie, yes.
I would like to make a motion of granting $2 million and a $500,000 loan.
Okay.
At 0%.
I second the motion.
I like your math. It's very simple. So we have a motion from Commissioner Winterton with a $2 million grant, a $500,000 loan, 0% for 30 years, seconded by Mr. Zanotti. Any discussion on the motion? I will beg and plead that you all vote in favor. All in favor, say aye.
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 Show of hands over here on the ayes. It appears to be unanimous. Those opposed? We have agreement. And thank you for what you're doing to solve a very ugly situation. And good luck with DEQ.
If we were more like Congress, we would have taken a recess before that last vote and not come back for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Exactly. To demonstrate that we're nothing like Congress, we will take a recess, but it will only be for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We will reconvene at 5 to 10.
And the room empties.
Well, I thought I did a good job.
You did a good job.
Go ahead and find your seats. We'll go ahead and get started.
We'll get started even if you don't find your seats.
Probably right. We're going to have to. Boy, I tell you, I've been to wedding receptions like this.
Thank you.
Okay. San Juan County Local Building Authority. I know they're probably not here, but anyone representing Richfield City, thank you very much. We appreciate you deferring your project to a future agenda, seeing how this one is so cool. San Juan County Local Building Authority, as the board knows, we've been funding these B&D road easements for CITLA for 3 or 4 years. So probably not a lot to talk about on that one, so much so that I don't know, is anyone from CITLA or, oh, you guys are here, all right, well, come sit down in the hot seat. I thought maybe you ran away. Again, I don't know that there's much to say about this, we've just kind of rubber stamped these in the past, but in case there are questions, we want to be able to, so. The chair will entertain a motion to accept this one as presented. Or we can,
Mr. Heaton, can I ask for something real quick? Can we're trying to ask for suspended funding for this. Just with the Bears Ears National Monument happening, we'd like to get these easements in place as soon as possible.
I would make that motion.
Second.
Well, we got a couple seconds there real quick. So we got Commissioner Winterton moving to suspend and fund a $620,560 grant, and a second by Mr. McKee. Any questions on the motion?
I was third.
And absolutely.
You didn't count Bruce.
And we will give a podium place to Treasurer Damshin. So all in favor?
Participation award.
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Can I vote on this one?
This is on the
pastor. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Keith?
Yes, Commissioner?
San Juan County would like to thank the board for this. As you know, I've stated before, many, many years ago, there was some really smart commissioners started purchasing these easements with county general funds. We spent a little over $2 million purchasing easements. The other counties saw the wisdom in that and worked a deal out with the CIB before San Juan County could get in on the free money. But we appreciate what you've done today.
That's good of you to remind Treasurer Damshin that it's not always best to be first.
Yeah.
Sometimes third is a good spot to be in.
Commissioner Adams, would you please tell me what is the status of the application with this deadline? Is it approved, ready to go?
I'm going to have to take the fifth on that,
okay.
Naughty.
Okay.
We're working hard behind the scenes.
Okay.
According to Mr. Pearson, it sounds like they're ready to go. So he's nodding his head yes. So. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
If I know Kelly, he's ready to go. Landing City. Appreciate them making the long journey up here. You know, that's in San Juan County, Commissioner Adams. I just want you to know that. Our understanding is the DEQ has already offered a deal on this, and so we can save some time here.
if you'd like
to explain why that's not good enough or what the situation is. If you'll please introduce yourselves.
I'm Joel Lyman, City Councilman, and Jeremy Redd, City Administrator, whom you probably all know, and Jason Bradford with Hanson Allen Luce Engineer.
Thank you.
The reason we're here is the project, which you understand, I'm sure, it's been well planned out. We've been contemplating this for years. Our existing trunk is becoming overwhelmed, and it's time to implement what we've been planning. As you mentioned, the water quality has given us the money. What we're looking at is a matter of affordability. We self-fund as much as we can. We've been fortunate that our college and our hospital have increased our MAGI somewhat over the last few years, but the bottom tiers have been left out. Anybody below 50% of MAGI hasn't moved. We have been increasing our sewer rate $1 a month every year for several years, and we will continue to do that, but we're trying to get to where we can give a break to the people on the lower tiers of income. According to the State Tax Commission, the 25th percentile of MAGI for Blanding is $16,733. It's really hard to keep affording all of these base utility rates at $16,000 a year. And we have an unemployment rate officially of around 10%.
Ooh.
In reality, we know it's much, much higher because they only count people looking for a job. Every opening I have in my own business, I would have 10, 15 people apply for. So the unemployment is really a lot higher than what it would it be indicated. So what we're trying to do is look out for those people in the lower income brackets. They've been kind of left behind by some of these higher tier jobs that have raised our MAGI, but they haven't moved. So what we're looking for is something to help us with affordability. We have left over $475,000 from a 2013 waterline project. What our request is that is reallocated to this project as grant with an additional $525,000 as grant to help us keep the affordability of our sewer project down. Anything to add? If you have any questions, these guys are probably going to be better established to answer those.
Thank you, Councilman. Mr. Galecki?
So I guess I'm just, the last comment just confuses me. Is it, is the proposal as it's stated is 1.8 you know, a little bit, $1.8 million in loan and $629,000 in grant.
Well, what we have for water quality is that they've approved the full funding. What we're trying to do is just get our cost in the whole project down by getting the $475,000 reallocated with an additional $525,000 in grant. So our request is $1 million in grant. Maybe Jeremy can clarify that a little better.
Would you please, Jeremy, clarify that? Yes, I'm confused now.
So in 2013, we had a waterline project that the CIB funded that was grant and loan. And as you know, the loan portion gets used first. So we were able to purchase a lot of the materials ahead of time and in a good position. We came out $475,000 remaining in grant funding. So that funding would either be returned to the CIB board. What we're asking for is that to be moved from that 2013 waterline project and allocated towards this project, and then have additional grant funding added to that.
Can we do that, Candace?
We would recapture that amount into the fund when any project is finished. If there's leftover money, is recaptured back into the mineral lease fund. We're not going to reallocate it, a water project to a sewer project, but that you note it, that it's going to be returned, is noted.
Commissioner Adams?
I wondered if maybe the board would consider, for Blanding, they've got $215,500 cash. They've got skin in the game. And in my opinion, they clearly qualify for a 50% loan, 50% grant, which would be $1.257,500 in grant and $1.257,500 in loan. And then not worry about trying to recapture the other. Would that work for you, Joe?
We'll recapture it.
Mm-hmm. So I'd make that motion that we offer them a half grant, half loan, 30 years at 1.5.
Can they go 2.5, Mr. Commissioner?
Excuse me?
2.5. Can work 2.5% rather than 1.5? Since we're reducing that amount of loan?
1.5 would make it a lot better for affordability. Make it a lot better.
Water quality, we're at 1.5, so if we'd want to match that.
But for the 25 more people behind you, they're going to want some more money from us today.
Yeah.
So you want to leave something behind to make everybody happy?
Of course.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Stops to the motion for 2.5%, Mr. Chairman, with the Mr. Commissioner Adams' recommendation.
Okay.
Half grant, half loan, 2.5%.
Is that agreeable, Bruce? Is that? Okay, so we have a motion by Commissioner Adams.
Second.
I think Nagy gets the second.
Really?
Yeah.
You have third again?
You have to be third again. No, you're not looking at me this time.
I thought Nagy was just helping with the original motion.
Whatever, said I take anything.
I was going to say, I didn't think there was a second on the first motion yet.
I second with that modification.
Amendment, okay.
So 50-50, 2.5%, is that a 30-year term? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you for your consideration.
Chairman's prerogative. Don't appreciate rate shopping the state against the state. So for the future, just so you know.
On behalf of the Blanding Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Chair, it's not such a long, tedious drive. It's only 4 or 5 hours, and it's well worth it.
It's
so
shorter that way than this way.
With the revitalization fund, we fly.
Same thing with the Navajo Trust Fund. It's a 1-hour commute.
Central Valley. We'll give you gentlemen the pleasure of introducing yourselves, but in my opinion, this is, time is money.
As it should
so
be.
I can see this moving really quickly.
I make a motion to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Zanotti, a second from Treasurer Danford.
I didn't even get
quick draw
third
my
that,
draw.
I'll third that one.
I'm not third anymore.
You're fourth.
Any questions on the motion? All in favor, aye.
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 And gentlemen, would you please introduce yourselves?
Just say thank you and go home.
I'm Charles Evans. I'm a councilman and a water operator.
Brian Barton with Jones and the Mill.
Councilman Evans, thank you for your service. And good luck with the study. We suspect we'll be seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And is the treasurer holstered his gun?
Yes, suspended fund. Thank you.
Milford has two projects. Oh, are they?
Is it different?
I didn't realize that Milford was big enough to have different entities. We'll start with the Area Healthcare Service District number 3. Boy, I'd like to know what happened to districts number 1 and 2. Sometimes it's good to be third, I'm telling you, Treasurer.
Yes, threes unite.
Gentlemen, if you introduce yourselves and tell us about the project.
My name is Craig Davidson. I'm the administrator for the Milford Memorial Hospital, representing Service District number 3.
I'm Nolan Davis. Yes. I'm the mayor for Milford City and the project manager for Milford Hospital.
And our request is pretty straightforward. We're buying two new ambulances, replacing a 2001 and 2003, 2001 and 2003 ambulances. We have two locations where we house the ambulances in Milford and Minersville. And so we're just looking for some help to replace these two aged ambulances.
Thank you. Questions from the board? Mr. Galecki?
Sorry to jump ahead. How's you know revenue, like even the $150,000 that or $30,000 you have, how's revenue generated within the district?
District is a there's tax that comes in, and then the revenues from the ambulance itself are part of the revenues for the district through the hospital. The ambulance services run through Milford Hospital.
I'd make a motion.
I have a question. Just
go ahead.
Okay, we'll go to Commissioner Adams, then we'll go to Commissioner Potter, and then we'll go to Commissioner Winterton.
Obviously, these ambulances are going to wear out. Have you got a plan in place so that when they wear out, you'll be able to replace them yourself or not come back here?
Yes, we hope to. We've replaced two in the last 3 years.
All right.
So we hope to stretch them out so that about every 3 years we can replace one. We try to run four ambulances for the system. So.
Okay.
Potter? My question was how many ambulances do you run and what that replacement would be? But, Board, I also have a concern where we are looking at grant money in this one because of the minimal production that comes from the county there. I have some real hesitancy in doing any type of granting if we were to do that, or also if we should really be considering lending on this project. So,
thank you.
Appreciate those comments. I was just wondering if there was a way to build up the fund so that you have more to contribute, but understanding it's hard to provide emergency services way out west. So with that, I would make the motion to accept the proposal of 50-50 on this at 2.5%.
I would second that.
We have a motion by Commissioner Winterton, a second by Councilman Farrell. Discussion on the motion. Mr. Galecki, do you have
I guess it's a little bit the motion is that, and I guess this is a little bit for staff, is that is there a way to get a sense of, you know, both ways, whether they can, you know, afford more loan, or on the other end, is can they even afford the $150,000? Is there any, I guess in general, as these come in, I know we generally stand, whether they're a producer or not, it seems like we fund them, you know, pretty regularly. But that I never have a sense of whether it's affordability.
When it's not defined, clearly, like what's the MAGI, what is, you know, what are the BNC road funds, something like this. We really have to defer to the applicant themselves to come up with their affordability and then tell us under oath that that's true.
Oh, you didn't say that when I said that.
Oh, they are under the MAGI, you know, when you look at it. Mm-hmm. And again, the fact that they're wanting, we see a lot of these that are wanting 100% grant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 5 years, it won't be wore out, but hopefully they can take that money after it's paid for and apply towards the new one that they'll be replacing it with. So.
Further questions on the motion? Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
I'm opposed.
I think I'm opposed.
Commissioner Potter and Mr. Galecki are opposed. The motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. And make sure you save up for the next four, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now for the other Milford. No, Mayor, you have to stay. You represent all of Milford.
I have to stay.
It's good to see you're not divided too much. But you've got a new team to introduce.
Okay, as I stated earlier, I'm Nolan Davis, Mayor of Milford City. This is Michaela Beeler. She's our city administrator. This is our building manager. This is Chief Les Whitney. He's also our emergency manager, officer, councilman. And Jesse Routh, our engineer from Sunrise Engineering. I don't know how much history you want to go into on this old building.
Today we don't want any history. Sometimes it's nice, but...
I think we've all read the history.
To make it short and
yeah,
sweet...
Yeah, we did read your minutes, and that pretty much exhausted us.
Okay,
so
you know about the bad festas and everything, so... We come here with an application for 60-40 grant loan, but in listening to the morning's conversation and having a conversation amongst us, we'd be wondering if the board would be willing to go with a 50% grant, 50% loan at 1%.
At 1%?
Your recommendation.
If you're going to negotiate, Mayor, you need to go up, like 3.5%. You're in the wrong place.
Well, my figures aren't that good.
For the board's edification, the Rural Planning Group prepared on page 3-9-7 a sheet that shows the net return to CIB of a 2.5% versus a 1%.
Yeah.
So you can see what you're getting with each of those, and then you can negotiate up or down accordingly. So, anything else, Mayor, that you'd like to add?
No, if you have any questions financial-wise, you can talk to my go-to person here.
Yeah. We may put her to work here then. Questions from the board?
I just have a comment to compliment to both Mayor and Ms. Beeler. The minutes that everybody referred to. I wish when they called me appointment to serve on this committee and this board, I would have been in your class, Mayor, how to get education about the CIB, where the money's coming from, how to approach, and how you educated your citizen in that meeting. What a wonderful back and forth discussions. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was education for all of us.
And I slept well that night.
I guess I'd like to make a motion.
Mr. Galecki?
A little comment first. I really, along with Maggie, the minutes were excellent. But along that, I see that, you know, so you pay $1,000 of rent, which will go away. And then the $700 of utilities, which, you know, once you abandon the building, will go away as well, right? I guess... The motion I have is it looks like you could afford a 50-50 at 30 years at 2.5%. However, I would make a motion that we do 50-50 at 30 years at 2%. And what that does is that, you know, really you have almost $34,000. Basically, you'll be
My affordability criteria, that is, it looks like it fits within your budget. So that's my motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Galecki to fund it 50-50 at 2% for 30 years. And we have a second by Commissioner Adams. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have a question.
We'll go to Commissioner Potter, then we'll go to Mr. McKee.
Had a substitute motion.
Okay.
And again, I've already made my comments on the last project, but I would make a motion that this be all loan, 30-year, 2.5%.
The motion is 100% loan, so that's $1.472,600,000. What was the percentage? 2.5% for 30 years. Is there a second to that motion? Seeing no second, that dies. Mr. McKee.
Actually, I was making a second to the motion there.
Great. You did make a second. My oversight. I apologize. So we have a second to the substitution. Any questions on the substitution? All in favor of the substitute motion?
Aye.
Okay. Show of hands. Commissioner Ogden, Commissioner Potter, and Mr. McKee. Those opposed? Mr. Galecki, Mr. Farrell, Mr. Winterton, Mr. Zanotti, Mr. Damshin, and Mr. Adams. So the original motion is still on the table.
Call the question.
Okay. All in favor of the original motion, which was 50-50, 2% for 30 years.
736 grant, 736 even, rounded to the nearest thousand.
We always round that up. Okay. To be placed on the priority list. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'm opposed.
Commissioner Potter, motion carries.
Before you go, Mayor, what is the status of the cash?
Also opposed.
The status of your cash, $64,000, is it in place already?
$64,000. We've actually, that's $40,000 that we put forth with land, which we currently own. And then we've done an asbestos study of the building, which we've already paid for. And then we've also done the planning fees of $22,500. So that money's all been taken care of and spent.
So the cleaning aspect of the building, if you're going to demolish according to SHPO and record keeping, will not be part of this grant, right? Is it, Candace, can be?
Well, they've already spent planning and survey that's in kind.
Right.
Demolish the existing
but the demolishing.
Demolish the existing building. Who is paying for that? Part of this?
Yes.
But yes, we've got demolition.
Yes.
Yes.
We actually applied to CDBG for demolition of the building last year, but it went way down the priority list because of the housing project within the five-county region, so it wasn't a possibility to getting that funded.
Demolition is part
included.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we'll see you in June. Brian Headtown. Hopefully this one isn't as complicated as the last.
No, it's not.
I've got to keep it as simple as possible. My name is Brett Hauser. I'm the town manager, and our request is for a $400,000 Type 3 engine, which we would be looking to fund. We've secured $200,000 from CDBG, and we're prepared to put in $50,000 from the town's reserves, and we're requesting $150,000 in grant from the board. This is Dan Benson. He's our town marshal, and he will briefly describe the engine.
Yes, this will replace a current engine that we have that's over 30 years old. We have two structural type fire trucks. This would replace one of those that's 30 years old.
And as far as funding for future fire trucks, can you address that?
Yeah, we've obviously over the last 30 years we haven't been setting aside to replace this truck. We've got, we're beginning an asset replacement program where we're slowly increasing contributions to an annual fund to replace all of our equipment in both public works and public safety. fire equipment is, you know, obviously for little towns, fire equipment is pretty tough to, I mean, they're big ticket items, and so it's on the list. We haven't started setting aside for fire equipment yet, but each year we increase that amount that we put into the replacement fund. So hopefully 30 years from now, we're not back here talking about this again.
Questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
I have a question
for you. Do you have a fire district up there at Bryanhead?
This is Bryanhead Town mainly, but we do have a fire area that the county does, that we do take care of. It's a mutual aid that we do with Iron County also.
Motion to approve, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion for Mr. Zanotti. Is there a second to that? We have a second from Mr. McKee. A question from Mr. Galecki.
A substitute motion.
Please.
You know, typically we fund these at around, as I was looking at them, the average is about 36% that comes from the applicant. And along those lines, if we go my motion is 75% loan and 25% grant, that would bring it into line at about our typical funding package.
Second.
Okay, we have
so
a motion.
So that would be $112,500 in loan at 0%.
Loan has to be rounded to 1,000. Yeah.
Okay. We'll put that at $113,000 loan at 0% for 10 years and a $37,000 grant.
And we have a second from Treasurer Damshin.
Yes.
Discussion on the substitution. Mr. McKee.
If I might, what percent of your county do you know is public land?
A large majority. I know
it's almost all. I mean, you really have very little
income
tax base or income base to be able to support your areas. What I think they're in a very
they have no income at all.
Difficult position with their small little community there with as much public land as they have. Everything, it just isn't the same for everybody. Right. And that's what I'm a little concerned with there.
And then talking to Chief, they had $2,300,000 in 2011 loan at 2.5%. They're still paying. There's no income coming in, but the loan is getting paid. So I don't think they're going to be able to afford any more loans.
It would be difficult, particularly, the last two times we've come before the board were for a streets master plan and a storm drain master plan, which you graciously granted to us. But then once those plans are in place, we need to start setting aside annual allotments to fund those plans. And for the streets, we've already done that. It's $200,000 a year, and we were scraping the bottom of the barrel to be able to put aside $200,000 a year annually for that.
With your 1,500 connections, how are they contributing to the system? Like, your population is pretty small, but you have 1,500 connections with recreational people and such.
Yeah, we have some condos and a fair amount of second homes, and that helps us out quite a bit with our property tax. So there's we have a decent, for a community our size, I'd say we have a decent property tax base, but unfortunately we just haven't had any commercial going on, and we don't even have a gas station, so our sales tax has been down pretty dramatically, even with being able to institute the resort community tax, and our property tax, while it's been decent, has actually been trending downwards.
So you have almost within the next 3 years, you have almost $200,000 in debt that's retiring. Am I looking correctly? No more than that.
Did you say $200,000?
Yeah. I think maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. I apologize.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
And if you have been in the Bryanhead with the twist-top roads and hills and slopes, they need to have some kind of quick access rather than relying on the Cedar City or the county to attend and help with the fire.
Yeah, they have $200,000.
We're definitely isolated up there. We're a very tiny footprint as far as the town, but we cover 200 square miles around the town that's mostly Dixie National Forest.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a...
We'll go ahead and call the question. All in favor of the substitute, show of hands.
Commissioner Ogden, Commissioner Potter, Treasurer Damschen, and Mr. Galecki. All those opposed to the substitute? Mr. McKee, Mr. Farrell, Mr. Winterton, Mr. Zanotti, and Mr. Adams. So the original motion, would you repeat that for me, please, Candace?
It's $113,000.
Grant.
That was a substitute.
Yeah, the original.
The original was just as presented, right?
That's okay, correct.
Just wanted to make sure. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Indicate with your hands. We have McKee, Farrell, Zanotti, Winterton, and Adams. And opposed? Ogden, Potter, Damschen, just kidding, and Galecki. The original passes, so that'll be placed on the priority list as requested, a $150,000 grant to be put for final funding in our June meeting.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Board, for a good and thoughtful discussion. That's appropriate. Flaming Gorge Road and Transportation District, a $120,000 grant. As Candace mentioned, they had wanted to come before the board to do a swinging bridge that was across the border. So we didn't quite make that project happen, and so said them to find an eligible project, and wow, we've got a whole map full of eligible projects. So if you'll introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Chairman Chad Reed of the Transportation District, Honorable Commissioner Jack Lytle, and our engineer, Brett Reynolds. We're standing because we're only going to stand here for just a minute. We believe that we have met all of your requirements. We would ask that the rules are suspended and that you would grant us the ability to move forward on these projects. Any questions?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Well, you guys are quick. A motion from Commissioner Adams to suspend and fund the $120,000 grant. And a second by, was it you, Commissioner?
I beat him, yes.
Okay, Commissioner Winterton, that's who I heard.
Proceed.
All in favor of the motion, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Galecki stands opposed. Treasurer Damschen stands opposed. So two opposed, motion carries. Thank you.
One comment I'd like to make is I'd like to thank our county and our district, Commissioner Mike McKee, for all the great service that he has done for the Northeast region, and appreciate him and wish him well, and hope that his experience as commissioner has been more heaven than hell. And I served with him as commissioner, and I really appreciate his friendship. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is that off the record?
Heber City. Welcome, gentlemen. If you can introduce yourselves, please.
Yes. My name is Russ Funk. I'm the assistant city engineer for Heber City.
Mark Anderson, city manager.
Scott Holmes, JRCA Architects.
I'd like to thank you for considering our application. This project is very important to Heber City. As you consider the work that Public Works does for a city and the services they provide, they really are critical to a city, and we feel like they don't have the resources and ability right now to provide those services as they should be providing. We have a lot of equipment that's necessary to maintain the city. We don't feel like we're able to maintain that equipment and take care of it like it should be. We feel like this project will enable us to do that. So I think we would answer any questions you may have. There's a lot more specifics we'd be happy to talk about if you'd like. Otherwise, we'll just...
Yes, bless you. Let's go with Mr. McKee to start with.
Yes, thank you. You know, there's no question about this is a good project, but I'm wondering if we could talk about the terms on it just a little bit. And we're at such a minimal producing county, wondering if we could change that up just a little bit and put that all in loan, but give them a 1% loan. And I think with our minimal producing counties, certain precedences that we do here can become a little more difficult, but I think, you know, it is a much needed project. So,
second.
Thank you.
Third.
Motion.
We have a motion from Mr. McKee to loan $3,500,000 at 1% for 30 years, and we have a second from Commissioner Adams. Discussion on the motion?
Question.
We have a question by Commissioner Potter.
With the expanding popularity of Heber and what's going on in your county, why is it necessary to come before this board for this type of money? You know, where are you at with your property tax rates? Where are you at with all of the other services that you should be providing outside of this? And then I just wanted to know if, with that motion, if we're going to get a statue of a coal miner and an oil rig out front of the building.
You get an oil.
We have a permanent display of oil tankers on our main street, if that would help.
That's what I'm saying, is there's always a little bit of a pushback because of energy. And
sure.
Anyway,
you're here asking for
a considerable amount of money that can be used in other places.
To address that, we've increased culinary water rates by 47% since 2014. We've increased secondary water rates by 30% and sewer rates by 30% during that same time frame. The CIB board was generous enough to lend us money for our new public safety building that's prominently displayed on our main street, which caused us to increase property tax rates by about 33% just a few years ago. So one of the key elements in making this work is to incorporate this facility expansion into our impact fee studies so that we have more revenue sources to for those that would move into our community to pay their fair share for these needed facilities as our community rapidly grows. So this project originally was scoped out at an $8 million number, and based on concerns of the city council and our ability to fund it to what we think would be the best and ultimate way to do that at one time that would meet our needs for 25, 30 years into the future. They've asked that we only bring an application forward for this much at this time. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Mr. Zanotti, did you have a question?
Yes. I just wanted to ask the status of cash, $1,993,000. Is it in place already, and where does it come from?
It is in place. $1 million of that is proceeds from the sale of some land that we had by our airport. And the other monies would be coming from impact fees that are on hand for water and sewer funds.
With that explanation, Mr. Chairman, I would like to just consider this. We always talk about them having a skin in the game. They have plenty of skin, $2 million, so we should have the same courtesy with the previous applications that we have had.
Thank you. Further questions or comments? Call the question. I'm sorry. I never look over that way.
I know you don't. We're neglected over here on this side. I want to go back to what Jay has said here, that this is a very minimal producing county. I would like to go back to the original proposal.
So a substitute
I'd like to go back to 2.5% is what I'd like to do.
You want to give them grant money?
2.5?
Yeah. All loan. I want to go all loan.
The motion was all loan, 2.5%, correct?
Yeah.
No, it was 1%.
1%. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard 2.5%.
All loan 1%.
All loan 1%.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we have a substitute motion, $3.5 million, 30 years at 2.5%.
Yes.
Second to the substitute.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Potter seconds that. Discussion on the substitute. Okay. All in favor of the substitute motion, raise your hand. So we have Onion, Potter, and that's it. So, and Galecki. So, I get everybody? Okay. So we go back to the original motion, which was $3.5 million, 30 years at 1.5%.
1%.
1%. Okay. At 1%. All in favor, raise your hand. Adams, Damshin, Galecki, McKee, Farrell, Winterton. Okay, that motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas. Cache County.
My name is Cameron Jensen, and I get the pleasure of being here solo this morning. Had a number of council members and our executive this morning could not be here. I am the finance director for Cache County and been asked to represent the issue of our events facility that is being proposed. It is to replace five smaller buildings that we have at our fairgrounds. These buildings are many decades old and are in danger of being condemned. And there was a look into upgrading those same facilities, repairing them, improving them, and it was felt by our county council that it would be more cost effective to replace them with a larger facility to facilitate current events that we have going on already, but also open the door for additional events. So the county has in place $2,750,000 funds existing in the county funds from various funds, some from restaurant wraps tax, some from our transient room tax, left over from capital projects, and also a reserve that we have in our debt service fund. We've recently refinanced our existing outstanding debt or refunded it so that we achieved a better rate there and a savings there, but we are coming to the board to ask for this additional amount.
Thank you. Questions from the board?
I'd just like to make a motion to approve it. We have plenty of skin in the game, and we have a loan at 2.5%, 15 years, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Okay, we have a motion to approve as presented by Mr. Zanotti, and we have a second from Commissioner Ogden. Discussion on the motion.
I have
Commissioner Potter
motion.
Has a substitute motion, please.
Full loan, 15-year term, 5% interest.
So that was a 15-year term at 5%?
Yep.
Then that's $3.5 million, same amount.
Oh, wow.
A second to the motion.
No, second.
We have a second by Commissioner Adams. Discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I was going to say, Jay, I just wanted to hear your reasoning.
Best money in town, commercial rates, that's what it would be. Non-producing $0 into this fund, so.
All in favor of the substitutes, show of hands. Adams, Potter, Damshin, Galecki, McKee, Winterton. Those opposed? Farrell, Zanotti, and Ogden. That motion carries to be placed on the priority list for funding consideration in June. Again, that's $3.5 million, 15 years, 5% interest. Thank you very much. Big Water Municipal Remodeling of Community Center for Restroom Access, $83,000 grant. Welcome. If you'll please introduce yourself for the record.
I am Jennifer Johnson. I'm the town clerk.
Anything you'd like to add about the project, or should we just go to the board?
You can go right to the board. If you have questions,
great.
I'd love to answer them.
Oftentimes, that's the best move.
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Questions from the board?
I would just like to hear Candace talk about the restrooms. And
well, it's a 30-year-old building. The 30-year-old building didn't have a restroom. They used to maybe go out in the weeds. 10 years ago, they got a porta-potty delivered. It's one of those construction porta-potties. You can see it in the pictures.
Was that what brand
was it?
And
they're going to have a bathroom.
It will have a sink, right?
It will have a sink.
And I heard her say restrooms are a good thing.
So
restrooms.
So you want us to compete with the porta-potty provider?
I know.
Please.
Mr. Chairman.
We will still be giving them our business by having them come pump the holding tank. So we're not completely
right.
shutting them out.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, we don't call them porta potty anymore. It's the honey bucket.
That may be trademarked. I don't know. Any serious questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Farrell.
Having been to Big Water, I'd make a recommendation we approve it as presented.
Thank you, Councilman. We have a motion from Councilman Farrell to approve as presented, a second by Commissioner Winterton. Any further discussion on the motion?
Spoken like a true farmer.
Takes one to know one, right? All in favor of the project, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a long way to come from Big Water.
It's worth it. Thank you.
Now we're moving to our pending requests. These are projects that came to the board before and are back because we sent them away. So we'll start with the town of Torrey.
I'm Doug Robinson, Torrey Town Council. Mrs. Kelly Chapel, he's Ensign Engineering. We went ahead and presented and asked for a loan from Drinking Water. We received that, and so now we are here asking for $515,000 grant.
Questions from the board? Commissioner Adams.
Is the $15,000 cash still in play?
It is.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the $515,000 in grant.
I'll second that.
We have a motion to approve as presented by Commissioner Winterton and a second by Commissioner Ogden. Questions on the motion?
There's no loan anymore.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Sorry.
Congratulations. That wasn't even difficult. That will be placed on the priority list for June.
Priority, okay. Priority list. So
yes.
Funded in June.
Thank you.
The state's given grants.
Mr. Chairman.
The 0.75.
Co Special Service District.
The 0.75%.
I'll do that later.
Are you going to think?
Welcome, gentlemen. We're already punchy, and we've still got an hour to go. I don't know. If you'll please introduce yourselves.
Funny.
Randall Obrey, Cove Special Service District.
Kelly Crane, County Engineer.
What can we do for you today?
Well, we're back again. We heeded your counsel. We're going to be short-winded. We've done what you've asked. And if I need to explain that, I will. We were on the pending list, and then we went with the Division of Drinking Water, and we went there, and we've come back.
And they gave you 0% loan, correct?
Greg.
And as along with some grant. And you're asking for this board... For all grant. Questions from the board?
I believe Candace said in the preliminary that this put him at the 1.79 magi. So that justifies the request of where we're going. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So with yep. that, I would move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McKee to approve as presented. And a
second. Oh, you already got one?
Mr. Winterton beat you by like 5 minutes.
Well, he's
second. Just kind of, I like being third.
But we'll give you third. He likes to be on the podium.
I'm going to write a book.
I've got to get up earlier in the morning if I'm going to get any seconds on this deal.
Any questions on the motion? All in favor, aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I... one thing that we failed... I would like to see if the board would make a... When Daggett made their presentation, They forgot to mention they need the suspend and fund on that.
Oh.
If that would be agreeable, if we could.
Hold on.
That was my
motion. Let's double check, because I thought we got it.
Buzz.
Okay.
Oh,
we did get
buzz.
That.
Yeah.
Was.
I'm
it
sorry.
Was
I thought we got that.
Trust me, I understand.
That was suspended in fund, so.
My question is, Mr. Chairman, with the 0%, can we borrow some money from the state to use it in this setting?
Yeah, right.
0% interest?
I'll defer to the state treasurer from that.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he can get some money at that 0%.
Absolutely not. Don't ask again. Don't ever come back.
Spoken like a true banker.
We'll now move to our supplemental requests. These are projects that have been funded in the past, but the funding was obviously inadequate. We'll start off with Kane County Municipal Building Authority.
Good morning, Chairman and board members. We appreciate the opportunity to be before you. My name is Dirk Clayson, King County Commissioner, and Matt Brown is our Economic Development Director and Project Manager for the Kanab Civic Center. Just by quick review, originally we had a plan that we came before the CIB last year for a $10 million project, which also included an event center. And in that meeting, it was determined that the event center wouldn't qualify for funding, so the project was reduced down to a $4 million project, of which $3 million would come from CIB in the form of $885,000 in grant, which was 28% of the request, and $2.2 million in a 2% interest loan for 72%. And we've had some increase in price. I'll let Mr. Brown talk about the reasoning for that, and we're needing an additional $600,000, and we're asking for it in the same ratio as was given before, $170,000 in grant, which would be the 28%, and $430,000 in terms of loan. And, you know, we would be willing to work with that scenario if there is any consideration, given that it was still a fairly low percentage as compared to some typical community centers. For loan grant ratio, even I'll just mention that entire $600,000, if it was given in grant, would take us to a 42% match in grant and a 58% match in loan. But we would ask for your consideration in these funds in a form that might allow us to move forward with the project. And I'll turn time over to Mr. Brown to talk about the reasons why there was some increase.
Well, it's been good construction days in southern Utah the last year and a half, 2 years, and if you're in the contracting business, that is. But when we first did our first estimates on this, was about 2 years ago. Since that time, in the last 2 years, how busy everybody is, especially if you're trying to get a commercial contractor and doing stuff, has just jumped significantly. And the fact of even trying to get them to come from St. George, Cedar City, and even up north to Kanab is even going to be more expensive. And so the costs on those things have jumped up significantly, especially on the new construction of the conference center, convention center space. That jumped up about 25%, well, 23% overall. And so we have spent a significant amount of time looking at the entire project, trying to figure out where we can trim some other things on the remodel of the existing building. As you'll remember, we were able to get from the school district a contribution of about $2.5 million in property between the 13 acres that they contributed and then the about 44,000 square feet in the buildings. And so those buildings, a significant part of this is being remodeled, And so we've taken a lot of time to try and figure out where we can maybe cut back and not have to do as much as we did to those and use them as they were. But the long and short of it is that it's just a lot more expensive to build in Kanab and in southern Utah. I just yesterday was spending time with my daughter who had recently moved from Gilbert, Arizona, and she was just amazed at how much more expensive it was going to cost to build in little old Kanab than it cost for her last new home that she built in Gilbert a couple of years ago. And I said, well, welcome to where things are. There's a real scarcity problem going on there. So that's a lot of the problem there. So we've spent a considerable amount of time on that, trying to reevaluate every aspect of it. And that's part of also the reason why the delays that we've had. It's been a pretty complex project with city, school district, county, three-way trades going on properties. Took a lot longer for us to get all the contracts in place between the school district, the city, and the county than we had anticipated. But overall, it was done without a lot of animosity, and we were very grateful for that. And we got it done. And then even the process with the engineers and the architects stepped in, and that's slowed that down too as far as being able to get through the design process. But we do have numbers now that we feel very confident about now.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. And just to mention that our original numbers were based on engineers' estimates, and now our numbers are based on actual construction bids. So we have confidence that we could move forward if we receive the additional funds. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Questions from the board?
So this is not this change of scope, it's just the appreciation and or the estimate.
No change of scope.
Could you take it all?
Change in reality.
Right.
Could you take it all on loan?
One of the things that we looked at, if we changed our loan percentage to 1.5% interest rate, on the entire project, that would work out for us. We could take this additional amount in loan if that interest rate would be adjusted in the original request. So that's, you know, kind of a trade-off if it worked better. And again, just mentioning that I think most of these, you know, community centers, still for us to be at a 28% grant ratio is still pretty low compared to a lot that were funded, even one today at 50-50, and many others that I've seen at 60-40 or 50-50. So, again, anything that could be considered would be helpful.
And they also bring in 600,000 more.
Right. That's correct.
And that was my question. Potter? That was my question, the status of the additional cash, because last time we were here and talking about this project, there wasn't additional money to come in.
Yeah, and we have brought additional cash. If you look at the worksheet, we've raised our commitment for $417,000 up to $960,000, and we have those funds secured.
I'd make a motion that we accept this has been presented and stay with the same terms as the original.
I'd second that. We have a motion to approve as presented by Commissioner Winterton, a second by Commissioner Ogden. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and board members.
It is supplemental.
Yeah, wouldn't we do this?
No need
to suspend and fund that.
Well, because it's supplemental, it's already funded.
Okay.
It's already a which is good for Carbon County to keep in mind, because I know Commissioner wanted to request that. Commissioner, congratulations. This is the headline I've been waiting for. I don't know if I really believe it, but, you know, it's good to see nonetheless. And this has no effect on our funding.
Just so you know, Mr. Chairman, that's the opening of another mine in our area in Emory County, and it will bring employment and additional tax revenue. And it is the start of
of what could have been going on for the last 8 years.
Very true. Very true.
I really hope that headline proves to be true. Thanks for your consideration of supplemental funds. I'm sure you have all the information in front of you. In constructing this project, we encountered a few things that we were not expecting. One, the bid for some of the construction came in higher than we had anticipated. The other thing that was a significant increase to our cost was the blasting of some shell where the fields are. Prior to construction, we went out and we dug some test holes to make sure that we could reach the depth that we needed to. We dug down to what was considered to be the playing surface. We should have dug down just a little bit further to the pipeline depth and subsurface depth. We did encounter some of that hard shell that was unable to be removed by heavy equipment, and so that's where the blasting came in. That was a significant cost, and because of the blasting, there was large rock that could not be used as fill in the project that had to be hauled off, so there was some significant cost that way that increased our cost. We tried to cover most of the cost in-house. We went out and got a $75,000 grant through the Eccles Foundation. We're also using some of our TRT funds in the tune of $100,000. Utah Youth Soccer has stepped up with some money to help provide some of the physical things that will be on the fields, the goals. And we're also in, we have a great Boy Scout group in our area. The Boy Scouts of America are very strong in our area, and we have several young men that have stepped up and wanted to do projects, including pavilions and picnic tables, and also spectator benches that we're working with them on currently, so they can get their Eagle Scouts.
Casey,
go ahead.
Who is the scoutmaster down there?
There's only one.
Well, there's multiple scout. Just depends on which one you're wanting to. I do believe
I'm one of one. Six or seven.
Jay is one of many. Are there any other questions?
One important one. Do you think you get those scouts to haul off those 2-ton boulders?
Probably not.
We'll go to the board for questions.
Could you take that $287 extra money as a loan, 1.5%?
I think it would be difficult considering our the loss in mineral revenues to the county have already played a large impact on our budgets. It would be difficult. It would be something that I would have to take back to and discuss as a commission. It would be more favorable if it were in a grant.
Just let him know that the Scoutmaster will take 2 years of no pay.
I'll forego my raise.
Chairman, I'll make the motion. We go ahead and approve this as presented.
Second.
You wanted to make that motion, didn't you, Bruce?
No. Okay. I wanted you to recognize those guys over there.
Okay, so we have a motion by Councilman Farrell to approve as presented, and we have a second by Commissioner Adams. Any questions on the motion? Gail?
Oh, is it a suspend and fund?
It's a supplemental request, so instruction from the staff is that that's automatic.
It's automatic?
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you for the clarification. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thank you,
gentlemen. That,
thank you.
We'll be done.
Jay, I thought maybe you'd bump them about their engineering fees.
Yeah, we're not going to pay
that. Don't let him harass you. He voted against the price or something.
I'd like to invite the Duchesne Water Conservancy District forward.
Must be too much water in the Victory Pipeline. I'm kind of gagging on
board today.
Choking on all that water.
My name is Clyde Watkins. I'm the general manager for the Duchesne County Water Conservancy District. And this is Ted Mickelson. He's the engineer for Jones and DeMille that has been working with the project through the whole time. The Victory Pipeline is up. It's completed to a point. It's not 100% completed, but it is completed to a point that we've been delivering water as a complete whole system for about the last two and a half months. We've got our operating permit, so we've complied with all the state standards, and we've got to that point. But now we're to a point that we were just a little bit short of funds to finish up some of the obstacles, some of the things that we run into, just some of the issues, some of the topics that happened to arise as we did it. And so if you got questions, me or Chad would be more than happy to answer those for you. We do thank you for everything you've done. We realize that you funded a large project. I'm very much aware of that, and I do thank you for that. It has made it very instrumental in providing the water.
So at this point, there are individuals and businesses receiving water through the pipeline.
Yes.
So there's revenue coming.
Multiple districts are receiving water through the pipeline, yes. No residences. The residences come via the people
via themselves. Via the districts, right?
Yep.
Questions from the board? Move to approve.
Second.
Alternative?
Hold on a second. You guys are too fast for me today. Commissioner McKee moved to approve. Commissioner Winterton seconded. We're going to give that to Councilman Farrell.
Second was the Commissioner Farrell.
Okay. Thank you. And that was as presented. Mr. Galecki had an additional comment.
I'd like to entertain. It's just 100% loan for $120,000.
So a substitute motion would be that it be 100% loan at the same terms, 1.5%?
Sure.
And that would be a 30-year term?
I'll second the substitute.
We have a second from Treasurer Damption on the substitute. Questions or discussion on the substitute? Warn you guys out. All in favor of the substitute, show of hands. Ogden, Adams, Potter, Damption, Galecki, Zanotti. Those opposed to the substitute? McKee, Farrell, Winterton. So that motion carries. So that's a 100% loan, 2.5%.
2.5 or 1.5?
Oh, look at that. You got that. 1.5%, 30 years. Thank you.
We thank you very much.
Thank you.
I won't be able to redeem my 5%.
It's been a pleasure.
No, you won't. You're going to be on the hot seat.
Okay, what is it? Let's see.
Nice
section 6 of your agenda. Special consideration. We only have one project for special consideration today. That will require a vote of the board to consider.
So moved.
We have a motion to hear from Commissioner Adams and a second from. Are you sure?
For me.
There's a lot of finger pointing over there.
Next
from Commissioner Winterton. So Adams and Winterton to hear. With that, we invite the Uinta Transportation Special Service District to come forward and introduce yourselves.
I'm Troy Osler with CIVCO Engineering, the engineer on the project.
I'm Dwayne Shepard, wearing two hats today, the new county commissioner for Uinta County, replacing Mike McKee. I'm also the chairman of the Uinta Transportation Special Service District.
County Commissioner Brad Horrocks.
We also have our executive director for the transportation district and also two residents of Uinta County that should point out that are here with us today, too. So.
Excellent. Thank you. So would you like to tell us a little bit about the request and the need for it?
All right. The request before you is basically to drop the loan portion of an approval that was before the CIB board of a $6 million loan and a grant that is just underneath $9 million. And one of the reasons for doing this is, of course, because our on the transportation district, where we were used to a budget of anywhere from $15 to $18 million a year, we're at $3.8 million with the drop in mineral lease funds. And the loan itself is something that, we feel the transportation district is now unable to afford to pay back to you. We have a current loan with you with the Seabridge Road. Our balance is about a little over $19 million. It was at about $40 million. $2 million of our budget, of course, every year goes to pay that particular loan. And, of course, we've never missed a payment. We're very good at paying things back. However, again, like I say, the loan portion of our original request is something that we don't feel we have the ability to pay, and so we are asking to drop that. I will add, too, you know, we changed scope on this particular, on this funding from one project to another about a year and a half, some odd ago. We actually do have invested in that project about $3.7 million that the Transportation District has already put into, so that I hope that is taken into consideration of our request right now, too. I would also, Mr. Osler can also explain. We got these maps in front of us, and I'm going to let him explain that if that's okay to you.
With this, what this road does is it serves the southern area of Uinta County. As you can see in these two maps, the one is a close-up area that shows the current wells that are being produced by Crescent Point in that area, and they are actively drilling wells at the present time. The other map shows the entire southern area, showing all of the different oil fields that this road will service. Another point that we'd like to point out with this is just south of this road is where we have the potential for the new upgrader that's being discussed to go into this area that would also be serviced by this new road. The other things that this road does for us is currently the traffic out of this area has to go up from southern Uinta County up through Fort Duchesne, through Ballard, through Roosevelt City, back down into the Mighton area on US 40. This would allow that traffic to be taken off of US 40 and taken directly from this part of the county through southern Duchesne County to tie into the Mighton area on US 40.
I may add, the truck traffic that is anticipated with this upgrader will be about 250 trucks a day. And currently, with the road that is closest to that, we've actually had to actually shut that down to truck traffic. It is because we had some wetlands mitigation that was done recently, which brought the water table up about 2 feet, which has caused a lot of vibration throughout the homes, the residents that we have here. Their homes are directly affected, but and that's where those trucks, it's the easiest way for them to get through. So this new road, it is important to have that new road set up so that we can divert, make sure those trucks don't come up through Ballard, through Roosevelt, then down to Mighton and out, but that they have a direct line to from the upgrader through Mighton and to go out to the Wasatch Front. That's important to just for our residents' safety and their homes, too.
Question or comment, Keith?
Commissioner Adams.
So the road that you're intending to build will basically be for tankers and for the oil field, for the gas field?
Mainly, yes.
And does that take all that? I think I understand it takes that traffic off the main highway.
Off the residential streets, yes. It would okay. Normally, right now, they would have to go through Highway 40 and directly through all the traffic.
So this helps with the major provider of funds to this board.
Absolutely.
That sounds like to me.
You know, we just might mention that the truck traffic today with the existing wells that are out there now is enormous.
Yeah.
Let alone with this upgrader coming in. And the drilling that is going on right now is being done in this area.
Do you have a headline? Headlines help.
I've been in the headlines too much lately. I'm trying to get away from the headlines at this point. But when we actually were featured on KSL recently too, as well as other counties, as our outlook for this county is good. But again, we're at the point where there is not a way for us to afford the loan portion of this of the proposal that was in front.
I saw Mike McKee on one of those Channel 5 things.
Yeah. That worked for a headline. I don't know. Mr. Chairman,
Mr. McKee, please.
If I could just make one comment on this as well. From 2014 to 2016, Uinta County lost about 2,300 jobs. Duchesne County lost a little bit less than that similarly. The centrally assessed values, just on centrally assessed, this last year, Uinta County lost over $1 billion. Duchesne County lost a similar amount. The record high that we, you know, if you take to the, you know, the maximum that we got was around $36 million a year to our special service districts. And a lot of that, as we know, is to help with those various impacts. And when you're growing like that, there's just so many impacts that happen. This past year, that went down to about $10 million. And then this district here has had to bear a lot of that in just trying to make it so they can pay the bills and to be able to reallocate to some of those mineral lease funds. The other thing that I would just say with this district probably has the highest amount of loan of any entity in the state of Utah. They have over $20 million. Is that correct, Adam?
Just
a little under $20 million in loan to this board. And that loan really was for roads, again, for the oil and gas industry going down to the Grand County line, which is the north-south artery to bring these oil and gas resources here. They've really tried hard to do the very thing that I think mineral lease money was set up for in being able to mitigate for transportation, community service provision, community service. And so, you know, this is a little bit unusual, you know, granted, but I think the request is a good request. And simply what they're requesting is they did also get a very good bid because the economy is down so much there. And with that bid, they could keep the grant portion. They can make this project happen. It stays within the scope that they've done. And if there's any overruns, I think they've indicated that they would take care of the overrun.
I would make a motion that we accept their proposal. And
second.
We have a motion to accept as presented by Commissioner Winterton and a second by Commissioner Adams. Any discussion or questions on the motion?
If this exceeds over $5 million limit, do we have any challenge?
That is a soft rule for this board, is correct. We do have that cap.
Where we already approved this amount of grant, and understand that there was a loan involved in there, but we did do it previously. But I recognize that, you know, their ability to pay this back if they get the loan, they're being upfront with us instead of coming in 3 years saying, we're having a problem here, you just have to sit on it. I mean, they're telling us up front, so I have to applaud them that, you know, we're knowing that right up front. So they're going to do what they can right now.
Yeah. And I have another question, Mr. Chairman. Have you approached UDOT to see if they can, any help of any directions that they can help you with?
On this particular, you know, I would have to defer to our executive director.
With that, what we've looked at is we've looked at alternative ways to fund this, and to look at UDOT through the Joint Highway Committee is one of the ways that we have looked at. The roadway from what we call the Four Corners, about 3 miles south of US 40 down to the beginning of this new road, is one that is eligible. We made application a year ago. We ranked two spots out of being able to get some funding through that program. So we've approached them. We've tried that. We're going to try them again on this to be able to connect where this new road is back and tie in to upgrade that section of road. So,
thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Seeing no further questions, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much, Board.
You're going to get in trouble as a newcomer. I don't think you can see it. How do we do it?
Tudor is confused.
We just wiped everything off.
He is so confused.
Yes. That's the precedent that was just set.
Not the 5%. You voted against that, remember?
Huh?
No 5% for Tudor.
No. Candace was kind enough to order box lunches because of the extent of this meeting. She didn't realize you were going to be so quick and generous. I know oftentimes you have other obligations, but if you stick around for another 15 minutes, there's a bag of chips in it for you. The last item we have on our agenda, I believe, is a discussion from staff. I can attest to the fact that Candace and her team have been working diligently for the past 3 or 4 months researching different means of distributing board information for these types of meetings. Who knew there were so many software applications for something of that nature? But she's looked at a lot of them, and I think she's come to a recommendation, and so give her some time to talk about what she's learned.
Thank you. I think that everybody on this board, especially after this packet, is willing to entertain a digital form of a CIB packet. As Nagy presented when he demonstrated iLegislate in Moab, if you recall that, he showed us how that tool worked. Of course, he had it in front of him, and it was difficult to tell, but I tested iLegislate. It is a marvelous, marvelous tool. It's a little bit off for what I wanted it to do for this board. So I looked at iLegislate. UDOT let me have a password into theirs. I looked into several products. Some of them were prohibitively expensive. iLegislate is more expensive, but the UDOT has bottomless pockets, so they can really afford
That's what they say about the CIB, too.
I know. So. It was back at them. So in looking at it, the considerations were ease of use for you, the ability to vote, the ability to have a digital packet delivered, the ability to hold a record of past meetings that you could now look back at. You can remember what we had done. You can remember even as much as 2 years ago as we fund these projects. And all of those things were taken into consideration as we looked at these products. I'm surprised we didn't a long time ago, because as I'm looking at them, it's just amazing what you can put on. And you'll notice that this last week you got some last-minute items. Those can be plugged right into the board docs.
Mm-hmm.
iLegislate, any of those. Well, not any and all. Some of them weren't quite as comprehensive as iLegislate. This is a close second, but it's like $4,000 less. So to start
motion to approve.
Yeah. We wanted to give the board a chance to say, to do just that, and so that I didn't just go ahead and accommodate something that maybe you weren't in favor of, but this is a really, really good tool. I think it's the best of what I've looked at for this board. It also has the ability to expand a little bit with different boards that are within HCD, so if HCD takes the program, CIB is more or less having first right and use it and as widely as they need to, but then there are options for other boards to utilize the tool within the price that they quoted. So what this is it will be a $1,000 implementation training thing that I would like to, if it's possible, to have at the policy retreat, but it's $6,000 annually. This last board package, just so you can put that in this perspective, the printing costs on it exceeded the small purchase procurement amount of $1,000. So this was just 1 month worth. Of course, usually we divide that into three, and it's about $350 to $450 per meeting. So this would save trees. It doesn't necessarily. It would probably be at parity with printing, but it's a much more fluid system to go to. So if it's approval, if you have anything you want to say to that, or if you have objections or anything, please let us know now, because it takes a goodly amount of time to procure things through the government. We're close, but we just needed the approval of this.
Yes. I'll probably still print mine out.
That's
yeah, we heard that.
I know. I did. I knew that, and you had told me that, and you can.
You've embraced your status as a Luddite. You're out in the open. You're out of the closet.
Would you still?
You will have the ability to print it.
Yes.
I will still provide the sheet to write on, but you can do all your voting and everything right here. And how? We also need to know how many of you are, what kind of operating system you have. If you have one, if you can bring an iPad or something like that, because that's how this will interface.
Will it work on a flip phone?
Digital.
Here's Commissioner Ogden's operating system. Will it comply? Is there interoperability with this?
Well, no.
I do have an iPad and an iPhone. So.
How many of you have an iPad or a laptop of some kind that you bring to each meeting? Who doesn't? these guys are not Luddites. Oh, you.
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
Do you need a tutorial on how to use? If you do need one, I'm sure that we can accommodate that through some admin money. But we do need to have everybody have an operating system and bring it with them.
Broadband, so he'll be able to do this.
Oh, good.
Is that project going? Is
that
a go?
Yeah.
Is it?
Long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's a few years out.
So what I'm saying is, so what I'm hearing or not hearing is, let's do this.
Yes, yes. I still want a motion that yes, let's do it.
I don't need a motion, but I do need a nod.
But Nagy and Ron both nodded.
Yes.
That's enough.
All right. Hey, thank you for your time, but don't leave without lunch and it's not here yet.
So no meeting next month?
Correct.
So no meeting next month, so all of this will happen in June?
June, yeah, and June comes right away because it usually is the second week of June. This year it's the first week of June. You'll be getting more information. Do not leave without leaving your purple sheet, please.
And don't forget
so that
your
we
bag.
Can get counts. And don't forget your bag. And you can put your lunch in your bag.
You can't leave your binders because Candace says you won't need them anymore? Right. Is that what I mean?
You can't leave your binders. I'm not carrying them.
Candace, could I make just one? I'd like to compliment Mr. Zanotti in bringing this
in
forward.
In the nudge?
Yeah, I think that was a great idea. And also for your research on that, technology, every time we can use technology, if it enhances what we're able to do, it's a good thing. So. I think we all agree with that. Thank you, Mr. Zanotti.
Thank you.
You're dragging us kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Well, I saw the saving in the UDOT in 1 year, and we tracked how much printing, the manpower, and the binding and correlating, and the last-minute revisions always came difficult. I didn't get the memo. I didn't get this until, but now? And the beauty of this system, as Candace will tell you can keep 6 months of minutes and all the proceedings saved unless you want to delete it manually. So you can always refer back, what did we vote last meeting? Who got what? Supplemental? Or they coming back? Anything you want, you can trace down.
Like iLegislate, that's another selling point of this one, was it's very secure. iLegislate is very secure. This is secure. It's cloud-based, but it's theirs. So Board Docs has a locked operating system. But everything will be in the cloud. You can look at it wherever you are because you'll have your username and password.
So it'll actually be available faster. I mean,
well, it's only as fast as the applicant submit information.
No, I know, but I mean, you don't have to go through printing and mailing.
Right.
Yes.
This
last board package, we must have daunted them because we had it to them 2 weeks ago today, and we got it Wednesday.
I needed more months.
The following week. So I thought, boy, this is a selling point for getting digital. So thank you, purple sheets, and don't leave without a lunch. Anything that you would like to add?
Oh, we'll see you in Duchesne on the 1st, right?
Yeah.
So, again, no May meeting, just May the meeting. June.
Right. Remember to pick up a little bag over here on your way out. And that goes for anybody that's attending the retreat in June.
Motion to adjourn.
At 1 p.m.
Ron, do you play guitar?
Pardon? Hey.
You play guitar? Are you going to be our entertainment?
Bruce, when we went down to
bring Duchesne. Bruce.